Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden visiting the devastated community of Lahaina on Monday.
Jill and I are here to grieve with you, but also we want you to know the entire country is here for you.
Biden delivered remarks during a community event after meeting with local officials and first responders. He also surveyed the damage from the wildfire in a helicopter flyover and walked down the destroyed iconic Front Street. Japan's government says treated and diluted radioactive wastewater from the damaged Fukushima nuclear power plant will be released into the ocean as early as Thursday. The country's prime minister giving the final go-ahead on the controversial plan, which has been opposed by Japanese fishing groups. Japanese officials insist the environmental impact will be negligible. U.S. regulators approving the first RSV vaccine for pregnant women so their babies will be born with protection against the potentially severe respiratory infection. This is ABC News. A California business owner and mother of nine shot dead in Southern California following what authorities say was a dispute over a pride flag outside her store.
66-year-old Laura Ann Carleton was fatally shot Friday evening at her clothing store near Lake Arrowhead. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says the suspect made several disparaging remarks about a rainbow flag that stood outside the store before shooting Carleton. The male suspect, who has not been identified, then fleeing on foot. Authorities saying they located the armed suspect about a mile away. A lethal force encounter occurred, and the suspect was pronounced deceased.
ABC's Kana Whitworth. A Georgia sheriff has pleaded guilty to groping TV judge Glenda Hatchett during a law enforcement conference last year. Blackie County Sheriff Christopher Cootie pleaded guilty Monday to a misdemeanor charge of sexual battery. Prosecutors accused him of groping Hatchett as she was being introduced at the conference. He was sentenced to a year of probation and has resigned. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill